What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello,
lady. 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Here it is, the 15-minute morning show podcast with our special guest, Anthony Rodia.
Hi.
Wait,
do I take
lot.
The headphones on or off?
Yeah, take them off.
Take off the sweatshirt too.
Elvis, he's learning a lot about everyone in this room, especially Scary.
No, I know a lot about all you guys. Listen, I think I've been listening to you guys since, I don't know, I think 12. 12, 13?
Aww.
Long time. When you guys first started. Yeah. I mean, I'm talking back in the day. Like you did,
I feel much better.
News.
I thought you were going to say you were listening since you were 12. I was going to say, holy fuck, we're old.
Close. Yeah. I know it's been what, 25 years?
26.
Yeah, so I mean,
He's
I was
like,
in high school.
I meant, holy fuck, you're old. Frog.
Yeah. Oh, we can curse on the podcast?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, fuck, shit ass.
Oh, my God.
Everybody was messaging me. They're like, you're going to be on Elvis? You better watch your mouth. I'm like, I can control myself. I'm sitting here twitching. Oh, shit. I got to say something.
All right. Hold on a second. Let me point out a couple of extra guests we have on the podcast. Of course, Froggy's here. Danielle's here. There's Scary and Gandhi and Scotty B. And I see, okay, there's Nate. I see Garrett back there. But also Danielle DeLillo is here.
Hi,
Danielle.
How you fucking doing, you
How baby? You fucking doing? You
Brody's
fucking
here too, but you can't see Brody because he's not in the Zoom room. I don't know where the frick he is.
Brody, you got to be on a Zoom room to be in the.
Sorry, I'm over here.
Find a way.
I'm over here now.
One of the things that curses what we do is the Federal Communications Commission will not let us use all those words on the show, but that's why we do this podcast, just so we
let
can
it out.
Be like a machine gun of profanity.
Yeah, I listen, I tell everyone, like people sometimes write me online, they're like, you know, you could be funny if you don't curse. I'd rather be in a room with a comedian that doesn't curse. I'm like, really? Well, Bill Cosby never cursed. Want to be in a room with Bill?
Yeah.
You want to wake up from an unexpected nap? I'm like, people that curse are honest. I'm honest. You know, I look at my daughter, I go, I'm going to fucking throw you through the wall. That's honesty. You know? I'm like, what do you do when you stub your toe? Say, oh, gosh, darn. I'm like, fuck. Like, that's pain. People, I can't.
Finally,
who doesn't curse?
Somebody who understands me.
Right. Anthony, is your brother here somewhere?
Yeah, he's here.
He's so quiet.
He is. He's an introvert, man. Say something, Rob.
I said hello, Elvis.
Oh. Okay. Hello, Elvis. He's so nervous. He's such a fan of you guys. Forget it. Like, when he found out you weren't here, he's about to fly to Santa Fe. I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what I want. So, comedian Anthony Rodia's brother's a stalker.
Yeah. Wow. You know, we're still getting texts from when you were on the show. I love you guys, but when you have people like Anthony Rodia on the show, that's quality. Look at that. They use the word quality.
Have me
they
on more you. Often.
I don't know. But something tells me that your ego is totally fine with compliments.
The one thing I can't stand when people say is, oh, like if I answer someone back that's rude and I answer them back just as rude, everyone's like, oh, you're getting too big for your bridges. I go, no. I said, number one, I'm extremely humble. I pinch myself every day that I'm doing what I love for a living and that I prove my wife wrong. And that's the most important thing. And I was taught not to bite your tongue. Somebody steps on your toes, you step on theirs back. So people, you know, a lot of people forget that there's a consequence for being a jackass. But I'll always be humble, man. I'll always, like, if I go out and I see my fans, Ozzy and I were at the diner the other day and some lady's playing my video in a booth next to me. And I sit there and I ignore them because I want to see how far they'll go. And then I'll go up to them and I'm like, you want to take a picture or have me sit on your lap or maybe lick your face? And, I'll always pay attention to my fans. I mean, I don't know when an entertainer gets so big where he forgets how he's an entertainer. It's because of the fans. So, and plus my parents probably kick my ass if I ever get bougie.
Yeah, there is that. I would think. We definitely know enough about your family to know they probably keep you in line pretty well.
Yeah, and my father can't pronounce humble. So every time I think he's talking about bees. He's like, you better always be bumble. I go, okay, all right. All right, I'll pollinate the shit out of you. I don't understand what you want me to do.
All right, guys, you got Anthony Rodia here. Take over. What's going on? What do you want to talk about? What do you want to do?
I just want to applaud you for clapping back at people. Yeah, I love when people do that. Yeah. I'm not really a big fan of the high road. I think it's overrated.
No.
Yeah.
I hate the high road. Take the high road. No, I'd rather just stoop down.
Yeah, I will meet you on your level. Don't do this. You don't want to do this.
Yeah, it's like when Mike Tyson was on that plane and that guy was fucking with him. I'm glad Mike Tyson turned and dotted him in his
Dude,
eye.
Dude, Froggy, I was just going to bring that up. Mike Tyson said, because of the internet and because of social media, people forgot that shit will get you punched in the face.
Yes.
I forgot. Absolutely. I would love to punch like 10% of my fans in the face. Like one, and what I love 10%. Is people actually like one lady was like, oh, you know, I've liked all your videos except this one because it hit too close to home and you're mean and for that reason I'm leaving your page. And I go, oh, you work in an airport? She's like, no. I'm like, well, then why the hell are you announcing your departure? Yeah, just go. I'm going to wake up at 3 in the morning and be like, oh, what happened to Barbara from Buffalo? I haven't seen a comment. I don't care.
I know.
Go, Barbara.
We get that all the time. You know what? This morning you talked about blah, blah, blah. Oh, the other day someone said something disparaging about Galveston. I think I did. I don't know. Right. I can't. I listened to you for 25 years. I can't listen because you said something bad about Galveston. Yeah. Oh my God! If we were really teetering for so long with you, and we finally, the tipping point was Galveston.
People forget that no one's perfect. That they make mistakes. And the one thing that I hate, more than that, is right now everyone's so on edge with everything that like it's like. You know, if you disagree with me, I can't be friends with you, whether it's politics or, you know, vaccine or mask or, I mean, fucking ice cream flavors. You know, it's like,
that's a big one, though, the ice cream.
It is. Like, yeah. You pistachio? Know, there's a, what?
Pistachio?
Did you just say pistachio?
You like pistachio? Oh,
I will bathe and have sex with pistachio.
All right, now you and me, let's do this.
Let's do it. Right. Dude, I'll cover you in pistachio.
Yes,
and
you will.
Body.
I'll eat those nuts.
Right now, my father's listening. He's like, he's going to call me later. The whole entire radio show, the pie, he's going to go, hey, just want to let you know it's pistachio. Thanks, Dad. Appreciate it.
Brody, get in the camera. Brody, we don't see you.
No, don't get too close.
Bring your pistachio ass over here.
I think it's so funny. Like, you know, I'm not around like my Bronx type of people very often anymore. Right. So when you get a guy like Anthony, I fucking feel like I just got to talk like this.
Yeah. He's like, I feel like I could fucking let it loose, you know?
Like, hey, what are you doing? Come on,
if anyone can let it loose like that, it's Delillo.
Delillo.
Hey, that's how I talk all the time.
Forget about it.
Now, how did you two meet? I mean, she's like getting you water and stuff. Does she work for you now?
No, I don't know. I don't know. Am I paying you? What? Am I paying you?
I mean, I could use the extra dollars.
Wow, I'm being shaken down. Thanks, Elvis. That'll come out of your end.
How did you guys start? I
saw that she worked for iHeartRadio. She started following me, so I followed her back because she works for iHeartRadio, and then I knew she knew you guys, so I was using her for that.
Yep. That's exactly it. I was using
the friendship. But no, we know a lot of the same people, and we live, what, 20 minutes from each other?
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
She lives on the boardwalk, and I live in Fungal Square.
Yep, Fungula Square.
That's what they call it.
Franklin Square.
Yeah,
Franklin Square. Square.
Fungula Square.
Yeah.
So let's talk about how you've reacted and responded to the fact that Scary used to kiss his first cousin on the mouth.
Wait a second.
We bring it back to that.
Did he know it was his first cousin when he made out with her?
I think I was 11 or 12.
That's old enough.
Yeah, it's old enough.
Let me tell you something, Scary.
You know, Scary, you had no idea that you were related.
If there's grass in the infield, let's play ball.
Yeah, and if there's not, you sneak around back and play in the mud, you nasty bastard. But here... My 6-year-old daughter, if
hold
I
on,
said,
hold on,
hey.
Hold on. Yeah. I got to write that down. All right, 6-year-old. Okay, 6-year-old daughter. Go. Sorry.
I went from that right to my daughter. So my 6-year-old daughter, if I said to her, go kiss Michael, she's going to go, no, that's my cousin. So you were 11, 12. You knew exactly what you were doing.
This was like a fourth cousin, and it was a trip to Florida.
Whoa, how many cousins have you made out with? That's only the fourth.
It was not my first cousin.
So you're experienced at kissing cousins?
No, my mother and father are watching this right now. I would not kiss a first cousin.
You just said it wasn't your first.
You said your fourth, your fifth, your sixth. How many cousins?
Right, you said it was your fourth, so you've done it four times?
No.
Scary. You keep saying, but it was in Florida. Like, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Because it was my first cousin.
Hold on, I live in Florida, and you don't kiss your cousins here. That's not normal. North Carolina, where I was born, perfectly fucking normal. Not in Florida.
Hold on.
Florida is like 5 states removed. What was your pickup line?
Hey, how about that grandmother we share?
No. You're not getting it.
You got it.
Not first, as in first, second.
When you guys broke up, did you say, hey, listen, I think we should just keep it family?
Hey, can we still be cousins?
No. I was 11. I didn't know what was going on. We were just kids.
He's like, this is great. She's allowed to sleep over. My family doesn't question it. Now, let me ask you a question. Did she sleep on top and you slept on the bottom? He's like, no, we didn't have bunk beds. That's my point.
Yeah.
You nasty bastard.
I have to break up with you, but it's not you, honey. It's Grandpa. He doesn't like it.
When you go home now, Scary, your father's going to have lots of questions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not true. It's not true. I did not know.
Honey, we share DNA. Right, would you like some more?
Oh, God. Now I want to
pee. You ever had a DNA money shot?
I got to tell you guys, I don't know about anyone in this room or anyone watching this podcast, but this day has gone from total shit to one of my funniest, most festive days ever.
Well, thank you.
I love this. I love that. Thanks to you, Anthony, of course.
No, not thanks to me.
Thanks to Scary's and his cousins.
Cousin loving. Cousin loving.
It was 5 cousins removed. It was my 5th cousin.
He's waiting for four. How did the relationship just change?
Scary, who came to the bedroom and physically removed them?
Your family is growing as we speak.
He's like, it was a 2nd cousin uncle removed.
I got it from my great grandparents who might or might not have come to this country.
All right, Scary. We need the cattle prod. Cattle prod.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so disturbed right now.
Me too.
I feel like this is answering a lot of questions.
Yeah.
It really is answering a ton of questions.
He just keeps not close to the
Oh my God. Holy shit. Oh.
We always say that. He knows. It's okay. I love you, Scary.
You know us?
Yeah, I love you, Scary.
Oh my God. She just said if you have something in your left eye, you could see it with your right. That's so fucked up. She said you look like a flounder.
Anthony's whole routine is about his family, but now it's going to all be about Scary.
100%.
Oh, let me tell you about this guy. I know Scary Jones.
You got a lot of material.
Dude, I can't stop looking at your eyes now.
Hey, just stare at his one eyebrow. It'll take you off his eyes.
Oh, speaking of eyebrows, so my daughter, who had a unibrow, I kept calling her Anthony Davis. And Anthony, you know, from the Lakers, he's got the unibrow. So she didn't know who he was. So she goes to school one day. She comes home. She goes, Daddy? I go, what? She goes, Vincent had a Lakers jersey on. I said, okay. And it was Anthony Davis. I go, oh, the nickname. Yeah. Well, he showed me a picture of him. Okay, he has a unibrow. That's why you call me Anthony Davis.
Oh, no.
I go, yeah, yeah, I'm not denying it. Why? You have a unibrow. Deal with it. So she, all of a sudden, 3 days later, I come home from being on the road, and my wife ended up taking it. It bothered her so much, she ended up tweezing, aww, right? So she goes, Daddy, look, no more Anthony Davis. I go, yeah, bitch, but you still got hair on your back. So you're a little capuchin monkey. You belong in a zoo. Take after your mother.
Take her to India. She'll fit right in.
Oh, well, I hear in the Indian family, when you're born, they go, that'll shed.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. The hair on her head?
And you know who? You know who else? Very funny. Carrie Carabas. She's a Greek comedian.
She was in an improv group with me.
Oh, dude, Carrie Carabas, hilarious. She says how bad Greeks are too at hair, which I never knew.
Yes.
Never met a hairy Greek.
Danielle's got a mustache right now. Look at
that.
Wow.
I do not.
Wow, that's why you don't eat mayo, because it brings it out.
Sponsor.
I'm still working
on
it.
Wow, look at you with the plugs. I went to Ideal Image and...
No, he's got the plugs.
The reason why I went to Ideal Image because of you. What do you mean because of me? Because you spoke about it so much.
Hey, advertising works, bitches.
My stash, my underarms, my bikini.
If you could show you 23andMe that you're full Italian, we'll give you 10% off hair removal.
How are we doing, Froggy? How are we doing on time?
Gosh.
Oh, we're good.
No, where? How long have we been
You've
on?
You've got about a minute and a half left.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. Well,
sweet. Where can I see this podcast?
We never play it.
You're it's in just, it.
We just do it for fun.
Are you serious?
No. Oh. He was like, this is my best material.
We're not even rolling. We're not
this
recording.
This is wasted shit. Oh, man. I would have been quiet like my brother.
Anywhere podcasts are sold.
All right, so I can share this. I'm going to share it all over. I'm going to download it, share it.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully it's not copywritten.
Well, no, that'll give us more viewers. Thank you for doing
that. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I've had a blast at revealing Scary's cousin fetish.
Wait, that was his ninth cousin. Be honest.
It's like it wasn't my first. It was my fifth. That's what we're saying. You have a problem. You're going to be one of those uncles. I've always thought cousins were nice until I tried a niece. They're phenomenal. They listen to everything you say.
Daniel had hair removed. Scary had cousins removed. Right.
Oh, my God. All right, well, goodness. I guess it's time to turn this shit off. Anthony, Rodia, we love you. Thanks
love
for
you guys.
By.
This sucks, man. I got to go home.
Yeah, sorry.
Got to go home to my family. My damn kids.
All right, turn it off. Goodbye, podcast.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/One Love to try it free now.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.